Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Be Simply, and this is she. Excuse me. I want to thank you for joining us this evening. And tonight we're going to talk about the cleanse and the time of the year that we are in. In the Northern Hemisphere is winter. By Gaian accounts, we entered at the end of October. And by the solstice, it starts the 21st of December. But either way, we're moving into those cold months, and tonight we're going to talk about the importance of really honoring the seasons that we're in and how this helps and assists with self-care. And in addition, if you're in the Southern Hemisphere and experiencing summer, you can just flip a lot of what I'm sharing because that will apply to you, and then save this and listen to it in your winter. Again, we always have this yin and yang aspect happening within ourselves, on the planet. You know, it's this beautiful action that's always balancing. So it's something to pay attention to because it really does exist, and we know that in many different shapes and forms. So tonight, as we dive in, we're going to take a moment and talk about cleansing and clearing any built-up stagnation and preparing to plant those seeds metaphorically and literally upon springtime. And why this is a time of cleansing and stillness is, if we'll equate it to farming, if we're farming to grow food for our community, there are times when the soil and the plants just need to rest. And obviously, if you're in an area where you're getting snow, you're not going to be disturbing the earth. As I'm taught by one of the leaders I work with, that this is a time, especially in this moon cycle, this new moon cycle, is to not disturb the earth, to leave it alone leading up into it, and now through the new year. So this is a great time in knowing that if we are to be still for our planetary mother, it's also a great time to be still for self. And what can happen when we start to create this cleansing is that we have the opportunity to really reevaluate where we're going, what we're doing. A lot of times people will wait till the new year, to the Gregorian new year, to really define these things. And really what I'm talking about right now is just the season that we're actually physically in, and that as we move out of that season, which will be at the end of January, beginning of February, that you're really ready to start planting those seeds so that you can take from now until then to really refine, spend time for self-education, nourishment, slowing down, the opposite of what typically happens during this time of year. So we can look at some of these contradictions and see, how can I bring some discernment in so I don't get worn down, so I don't overextend myself, and really be mindful as to where I want to go. There's so much energy, push energy, but it's really a time to be in repose. Less yang, more yin. And if you're in the Southern Hemisphere, the heat is out, and that's the yang time of movement. So we can see where these polarities are really important, and how we can support and do our part. So why do we want to do this? Well, the reason we want to do this is, one, as I mentioned, to clear out some stagnation in our physical, mental, and spiritual dwelling, that over time we can accumulate, because maybe we're not completely in our practice, or we can accumulate thoughts that are not serving us anymore, or maybe we've been eating in a manner that is destructive to our body, so there's become stagnation somewhere in the body. Now, some of you might say, then I need to move. Well, you might need to move, but just at a slower rate. And then also, you might need to also allow the body to regenerate. So just as our bears will show us, or many of the animals will show us, they go into hibernation during the winter and allow their body to regenerate by sleeping with Mother Earth, resting with Mother Earth. So in this sense, the time to rest is now, and that by resting, we're allowing our body to slow down and do the regeneration itself. When we omit things from our diet, we allow our body to clear out. The body's not having to work as hard no different than a car. If you overload it with a lot of weight, the car has to work harder to move forward. It uses more energy to move forward. The same for an animal or a physical human being. If it's lighter, it's easier to move. So these are simple concepts that apply to everyday life here on planet Earth. So the reason we can potentially be inspired to take time and be inward this time of year is, one, this it gives you the time to create balance between your intellect and intelligence, your right and left hemisphere. This will give you time and ability to prepare, create, and build for the next planting season or your next creation season. Now, you might personally need to really evaluate what goes on in your life. You might say, well, that's great, but this is the time of year that I'm earning all my money, or this is the time of year that I have to be busy. And if that's the case, then you know, okay, I need to have this replenishment time. I need to have this repose time. And maybe that's before the season starts, or maybe it's after. And you make adjustments based on your rhythm and your flow in your life. Overall, it would be great if we all could be on the same rhythm, because we would run more efficiently together as a human species. However, we're not there quite yet. So secondly, this gives you time to find your rhythm, as I was just mentioning, and honor the need for repose after the movement of fall. So as we're in that fall Vata season, which again, I'm going a little bit more by Mother Earth calendar than Gregorian calendar, that this is a time just to slow down. And even if you're going by Ayurvedic standards and we're still in the season of Vata, there's a lot of motion, more incentive to be grounded, more incentive to slow down. And this is a time to build up your immunity, reboot and recharge. So rather than being recovery by the new year into January and February and trying to get your body back into shape or start a new diet series, use this as a time to reboot your immunity, to come out healthy, new, refreshed, revived after the time of repose. So that will mean eating a modified diet, a simpler diet, less intake of foods that actually tear down the immune system, and less indulgences. So this might be that time, like I said, to not overconsume. It'll be really to live more simply. Movement in the physical yin energy. This means that, yes, during this time when it's colder, we need to move to create heat production, but this can be done through breath work and yang movement in winter environments, so meaning that that heat, that Agni, is connected to our masculine energy. But doing it so in winter-type settings, if you're in the northern hemisphere, meaning that it'd be more desirable to go maybe skiing or snowshoeing or for a long walk or hike in the mountains than it would be to dive into the freezing ocean and go for a swim. So again, partnering our activities with the season. And even if you're skiing and it's cold weather, you will build up heat, but it's different than the heat you would build in the summer, if that makes sense. So the activities are more gracious, slow-moving, and not as extreme. And this is a great way to keep your body and your mind and your spirit in balance during the season. So what we're going to do right now is, you might say, well, how can I do this? How can I trim back? So imagine conserving energy during the winter versus expending energy. Right now in North America, we expend a lot of energy. Through this holiday season, there's a lot of pressure, social pressure, to buy, spend, earn money during the season. Now, if we slowly start to shift this and say, wow, you know what? I don't want to spend all my money during this time of year. I want to conserve it. And then maybe over time, people that do manufacturing, people that create products and services, they can bring that back into a little more uniform, modified level, and then they shift that energy into seasons where it would be more appropriate for spending, more appropriate to when we put the energy out, aka summer, aka maybe spring, and shifting how we are producing versus doing it based on something else, which is, for right now, an imposed holiday season through commerce. And that is actually detrimental. It causes a lot of stress, overtaxation to the mind, the body, and the spirit. So think about it, and just, you could do it bit by bit. You can slowly cut back. I've done it in my family life. I've even told my kids, let's just have one gift, you know, and they're fine with that. If you discuss that moderation with the family, they soon align with it, because it's actually what your body craves, and it's a lot less stress on everyone. So what we're going to do right now is we're going to take a deep breath in and out and just connect to the body, connect to your physical being. And I want you to bring into your awareness that which you're ready to let go of, that which feels as if it's time to depart from here. And just see what comes up. See what you're ready to shed. Because during this time of repose, this is the perfect time to start shedding. It doesn't mean you have to do it really fast, like that spring cleaning. It can actually be a time where you clear the house, so when you do the spring cleaning, it's effortless and you can move quickly. So you take time to methodically clear things out, make space, so then as you're creating with that spring energy, that momentum to move forward through summer, that you can do that. So really, we've kind of been leading up to this repose from fall to winter, and then we'll go into our yang time of year where we can really start moving energy. So think of this as the next phase of fall, going into that repose. So as you do that, as you continue breathing right now, we're going to listen to a segment that's about 18 minutes long that uses as a meditation. As you listen to the poem, and then it's just going to go into this beautiful harp music created by Peter Sterling, and the link is below. Please support his music and the arts. I'm a big advocate for that, supporting creative energy. As you breathe in and out, just bring into your awareness that which you're ready to let go, that which you're ready to clear out. And as you deepen into that energetic silent space, then allow to yourself to become aware of that which you're ready to cultivate, that which you'll be ready to plant, and see what seeds arrive. And then I'll guide you out and back into the reveals and the practice. So take a deep breath in, breathing in and out. And just take that soft, gentle breath as you breathe and connect to your heart. Connect to your inner being. Connect to that contentment, that softness, that stillness. Connect to that repose and imagine yourself just nuzzled away in a soft, comfortable sanctuary that's warm, that's holding you safe and giving you the space just to be. With all antiquity in the palm of thy soul, the very essence lies not in one theory or the next, but within thy heart and soul. Opening thy doors to thy existence, reveal all the realities which entwine the universe. Children of our creation, clinging to our own ideas, our thoughts and expressions, our seeds of light, allowing all which exists to be the co-creation and the embers of thy night. Within a brief gasp,
by converging vantages of expanding light. Drive thy further into thy seas of light.
taking a soft, gentle breath into the heart and back out, and gently just bringing your awareness back to here, and allow in the mind's eye to bring awareness of anything that was revealed to self. And if nothing was revealed at all, that's okay too. Just continue to breathe in and out and connect with that heart center. And in this moment, just as you allow that just to be in front of you, just mentally make some notes, record the reveals rather than do anything right now. You don't have to write them down. If you're inclined to, you can, or you can do them later after we finish. But just recording those reveals rather than taking action with any of them, just sitting with them. And that's part of cultivating the seeds and preparing to plant those seeds. Sometimes, more than not, we think we need to run charging forward when actually, if you think about how long it takes to grow a plant, you need to have some patience. Sometimes the germination process can be quite extensive. And this is a similar model that we might want to think about when we're creating some things in our life. And when we do that, we will realize that we have something much more substantial that will have a longer life. And I can use the analogy last year, because I consume a lot of kale, I decided I wanted to add kale crop to my garden, and I have more of a permaculture style garden versus a monocrop. And within that garden, it took a while to grow these beautiful kale trees that I love. And at first, all the bugs came and ate those plants, even though I seeded them up separate, transplanted them. But I didn't pull them from the ground, even though all the leaves were destroyed. The root system was still there. So sometimes we'll plant a seed, it'll pop up, and maybe it gets destroyed or appears to be destroyed, but the resonance of what we planted is still there. And sure enough, these plants are 4 feet off the ground. They look like these beautiful prehistoric trees. And another wonderful thing about them, unlike the kale I go and get at the grocery store, I can just take a small handful of that kale and eat it and feel completely satisfied, much different than how I'm satisfied from the kale at the grocery store that's been shipped in and had to go on its journey to get to me. So there's something to be said for just that yin energy, and this does reflect back to this time of year. So when you're ready, record the reveals, and they might come later, they might not come for a couple weeks. Just allow it to be and be gentle with it. And then what the practice is for this time of repose, this time of cleansing, is take that extra time for reflection. And this is obviously opposite, like I said, of what is happening typically this time of year. So discern where you want to place your energy. Less is more. Mother Nature has taught me this lesson so many times. Create through subtraction. So sometimes you throw all these things in, and you start refining by subtracting things away. Similar to if you're doing a wood carving or working with clay, you're pulling stuff away to get at the creation versus adding things on. So that's what you can use as a metaphor for this time of year, is really discern where you want to place your energy and what you want to take away. What do you mindfully want to remove from your physical, mental, and spiritual dwelling, interior and that exterior reflection of that interior dwelling around you. Also during this time, the other practice is time for education. This is a great time to cultivate your gifts, refinement, nourishment through that less is more, not gluttony, as I mentioned, for this time of year. Be mindful with what you're consuming, because really if you're building up the reserves during this winter time, you'll be ready to go out. You won't be trying to catch up, you know, in a month or two. You will actually be ready to go, and you'll feel invigorated. Your immune system will be strong. You've taken the time needed to prepare yourself versus trying just to get well during this time of year. So, and why this is that the system has slowed down and traditionally is working on keeping itself warm, similar in the summer when the body is working extra to keep it cool. So by slowing down our movements and being more mindful with what we want to do, especially on a really cold day or a really hot day, is a better use of your energy, because you know your body is going to be physically exerted. You know, if you're really, really cold, your mind might be preoccupied with keeping warm. Or if it's really difficult to move through weather, your mind gets preoccupied. So that, again, that less is more is just a beautiful way to begin the practice. So one, record the reveals as they appear. Take some extra time for repose. And then take this time for self-education, cultivating your gifts, refinement, nourishment through less. So quality versus quantity, or simplicity versus extravagance is a beautiful way to make your way through this time of year. And notice the difference with your body. You can kind of play with it and see what happens. So next, as you identify the seeds, evaluate what has started to work. So we are on a cycle. So you might notice that every year at a certain time you get inspiration to do this, or you might do a cleanse at every time in a certain year. But notice in whatever you're doing in your job and your home life, what has worked and what hasn't, and what has not, let it go. Now, if it's something has started to work, or is like the kale plants I explained, has roots, but it's just not ready to grow, know that, and then you reapproach. And you may have to let it go for a little while. You may have to let it go for a year, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years. You don't know. And then it comes back to you. Just to be aware and not to cling too much, because, again, this creates a constriction in your energy field and will inhibit you from your natural flow within the universe. So as you see what is getting deeper roots and enriching, this is like making a really slow-cooked sauce or soup, is that if we take that time, that mindfulness with it, it's going to have a lot more depth. It's going to have a lot more to it. Similar to a relationship, if you take time to cultivate a relationship versus going hard and fast into it, that it's going to have a lot more depth, and it's going to have a lot more potential to go in a lot different direction than it would otherwise. So considering this in that moment. And then the next part of when you're identifying the seeds that are work, that anything that's not working, you're going to clear it on the inside and the outside of your being. Meaning that if you had a business idea and it didn't work and it's still laying around your house, get rid of it. If you have remnants from old relationships and it didn't work, get rid of it. And if your body is not in the shape that you want it to be in, if it doesn't feel healthy, start to minimize what you're taking in. Give it a break. Let it rejuvenate itself. Less is more. This isn't a diet. It just means less is more. Simple. Listen to what your body wants and needs that is in harmony with it and not destruction. And this is real simple stuff. You don't need a PhD to know what you will work for your body and what won't. So, and as you simplify, you'll really come into that alignment, and you won't feel like you're deprived. And if you do have some dis-ease as you're clearing that out, sit with the dis-ease. Sit with the discomfort of why you want to eat a whole box of chocolates, or why you need to go have some huge meal. Sit with what is going on there. And once you get past that little threshold, you'll be amazed at what is revealed. So from there, what we can do is really think about these practices and then identifying the seeds. Once you've identified those seeds, once you've cleared things out, let it go, really see what's been working, then pick those seeds and be with them, meaning that you might metaphorically get some physical seeds, but really decide, okay, you know, I'm going to, for this season, really hold on to, I've been building this, I've been writing a book, and I'm just going to take a pause right now. Or I'm going to keep writing, whatever it might be, but you're going to hold on to it a little bit and allow it to give yourself a little bit more space than you normally would to see what's going to happen. And then dream with those seeds, write about them, create with them, and prepare to plant them. So if a new idea is coming your way, or a new way you want to approach your relationship, or a new way that you want to approach something at work, or anything like that, just cultivate it, talk about it, think about it. Just marinate on it. and don't take action right away. Look at it a bunch of different ways and then prepare. You'll be preparing for springtime to plant those seeds. So you're going to go through this process that might seem a little arduous at first because you might be a person that likes to get things done. Well, that's fine, but getting things done doesn't necessarily mean there's a depth to them. Yeah, you completed something, but is it what you really wanted to complete? When I was in architecture school, a lot of times we'd see this, people would automatically go out and design something quickly that they had seen already, but it didn't have depth to it. It would look like they had just copied it, versus really taking the time to cultivate something that was coming from their inner being, not based on something they'd seen or heard. And it's fine if there's a little seed of inspiration, but is it really yours or is it someone else's? And do you really allow it to marinate to come out so it's you? Or is it just something that really excited you and you want it to replicate? So think about that. Think about where you want to go with what you're creating and how you want to do something really wonderful with this. We've seen a lot of this where there's replication, especially in our, I'm going to say our post-capitalist world, where people have been out quick to get the formula and duplicate something that's worked. You know, we're moving away from that. We're moving back to more of a agricultural type way of living, and it's going to continue to enrich that way. So finding that flow, finding that rhythm, and giving yourself the time to continue to grow in harmony. At first it'll be arduous, and then you will just symbiotically be in that flow with what you're creating. So that's your practice, is one, identify those seeds, play around with them, cultivate them. You're going to do this all the way into spring. Then take time to educate yourself right now. Cultivate your gifts, refinement, nourishment through less is more, not gluttony. Then take extra time for repose, reflection, discern where you're going to place your energy this time of year. Start to metamorphose how you play with the consumer-based imposed holidays and see if you can hold back and play with creating reserves right now and see how that feels as you go into spring. And then record the reveals rather than run and take action. Just record the reveals as you are even getting ready to plant these seeds. Record the reveals and see what happens. Now, since seed has been my metaphor tonight, I wanted to shine a light on nativeseeds.org. They're this organization out of Tucson, Arizona, and they conserve, distribute, and document the adapted and diverse varieties of agricultural seeds, their wild relatives, and the role these seeds play in the cultures of American Southwest and Northwest Mexico. They promote the use of these ancient crops and their wild relatives by gathering, safeguarding, and distributing their seeds to farming and gardening communities. This is a organization that has a lot of fun things when you go to their site. You'll see their different programs are seeds banks. They have the opportunity to also learn about the different projects they have. They have a Sierra Madre project, a cultural memory bank. They have a register for endangered different species of plants. You can register those plants that you're growing. They also have a complete crafts division. They have different medicinal teas that you can order. Again, this is a beautiful metaphor. If you look at some of their products, that you can see that things are cultivated all from the earth and the agriculture. So check them out if you're inspired. It's nativeseeds.org. And as you connect with the opportunity of what a seed means and spend some time really thinking about that, then you'll know what you're ready to plant when the soil is ready in the spring. So as we move out of this idea of being in repose for these winter months, I would just like to recommend again that you take the time really to be with self, to nourish self. Take that time for meditation, silence, slow-moving activities that give you time for self-reflection and just doing nothing. Take time to do that. If you can't meditate yet, just do nothing and see how it feels. And don't feel the pressure of having to go and be somewhere and do something like you're going to miss out on it. Because, again, reserving that energy is going to be really powerful. Now, we're going to exit out tonight with a song by Elisaveta. She's an amazing artist. She's a Russian-trained opera singer. She lives in Venice, California. And she wrote this song called Snow in Venice, but it's about the Venice in Italia, not in Southern California. As you exit out, just think about the opportunity to meet yourself in a different place, in a different time, in the least expected. And when we do this, we might be surprised at what's revealed to us, because we might realize that when we take time to really cultivate something, really take time to refine it, and properly purge and conserve our energy during a specific season during the year, we might be surprised at what we can accomplish at other times a year. Now this, and remember, this does not mean that you're not moving forward with work and all these things, but you're using that mentality of repose, conserve, and then you're going to move it forward. And really cultivating that depth so that when you're ready, it'll flow effortlessly, and you'll be certain. So again, align with where you are on your pathways, play around with it, play around with some of the practices, see what occurs, and give me some feedback. Send me an email, give me a call, whatever you like. And if you want some assistance, feel free to reach out to me. I'm happy to work with people one-on-one to help to see where they are and move through these transitions from one season to the next. Until next time, this is She signing out with a deep bow, a soft gaze, a full heart, and a namaste. Just sit back and relax and enjoy Elisaveta.
Maybe my song isn't happy enough, but I see it take flight with the snowflakes above me. My coffee gets cold as I'm staring enthralled at the snow that keeps falling outside. And traveling light is a curse and a blessing for someone like me whose heart has gone missing. So get on that plane as the snow turns to rain, and I'm writing your name on the glass. And see you in London, or maybe in Paris. So we'll be Rome. Or maybe I'll see you again when it's snowing in Venice, and I will be on my way home. And dialing long distance with frozen fingers, 001 familiar number, and you sound so strange that I ran out of change. Well, how are you, dear? Yeah, it's still snowing here. Are you doing all right? Are you lonely at night? And see you in London, or maybe in Paris. Berlin will be waiting, and so mi fa così bene, esco ogni sera e vado a ballare. Che bella atmosfera, che bellissima neve, non c'è proprio niente che mi possa mancare. Baby, my song isn't happy enough, but I see it take flight with the snowflakes above me. My coffee gets cold as I'm staring enthralled at the snow that keeps falling outside. Maybe I'll see you again when it's snowing in Venice.